What's up, guys, and welcome back to the NBA Crunch Time Podcast. So it should be a pretty quick day today, considering there wasn't much news between Monday and Wednesday. But we will take a look at some of the big stories that did break during that time. Warriors make a stretch run signing, as well as dropping the largest home loss in the Steve Kerr era, as well as LeBron and the Lakers' playoff chances getting very, very minute, as well as some injuries that the Lakers are going to suffer down the stretch, as well as your standings update. All this coming up next. So as many NBA fans remember, earlier in the season, the Golden State Warriors had their great young center, Damian Jones, who was actually starting off the season pretty well and above expectation, suffer a season-ending leg injury, and that left Kevon Looney as their only starting center, or center pretty much on that roster, who was not hurt, besides DeMarcus Cousins, but he was hurt at the time. Now that DeMarcus Cousins is back, Looney has been relegated back to his bench roles, and the Golden State Warriors feel like, just in case Boogie is suffering from maybe minor injuries, recovering from his big ACL recovery that he's spent the entire last couple of months recovering from, just in case that or anything else goes extreme, they decided to pick up a former player of theirs in Andrew Bogut for the remainder of the season. So that's pretty interesting, considering Golden State really doesn't need to make any moves to stay relevant in the Western Conference. But it's nice that they chose to bring back one of their homies, so to speak, from the earlier championship eras when they won their first and second NBA championships. I believe Bogut was on the team for both. I know he was on the team of the first one. He was actually the starting center on the Golden State Warriors when they won their first championship. So it's nice to see a reunion between Bogut and the Warriors. Maybe they'll give him a brief extension over the next year or so, but so far the only reports have shown that Bogut's signing with the Warriors is only for the remainder of the season. If any of you listened to the podcast on Monday, I gave some of the games that I thought were going to be big have big implications on not only the rest of this month or the playoff picture, but potentially for the playoffs. And one of those games that I mentioned was Golden State hosting Boston last night, Tuesday evening on TNT. And that was a game I thought Golden State should very easily win, considering they've been on a pretty significantly solid run these last couple of weeks, maintaining that Western Conference spot despite the Nuggets' attempt to steal it from them. But I was very, very, very wrong. Boston went into Oracle and destructed Golden State 128-95. That, my friends, is the worst home loss of the Steve Kerr era as head coach of Golden State. Does this say much about Golden State? Probably not. I mean, they're still number one. There's really no one who can contend with them right now in the Western Conference, so it's probably a good thing Boston is in the Eastern Conference. But this might have also just been an energy conservation game for them, considering that they play, wink wink, the Denver Nuggets on Friday evening. And if Denver wins tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers, that would put them only a game back of Golden State. And since Golden State and Denver have currently split the season series at 1-1, whoever wins that game, should Denver get to one game within Golden State with a win tonight, would win the game. Whoever wins the game would take over number one seed in the Western Conference right now. So it's obviously quite interesting that Golden State chose to take that game off, if that's indeed what they did, because this team is one of the most deep teams of all time, not just Warriors history, but of all time. I mean, you've got an all-star starting five with Curry, Thompson, Durant, Green, and Boogie Cousins now, and your bench is pretty solid with some veterans like Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala. So it's not like your team is just not doing well. They probably had an off night or something. I haven't seen the highlights yet. I'm going to have to go see what was going on with Golden State defensively and offensively, because it's not that they just gave up 128 points. They only scored 95, which is very unlike Golden State, who has averaged well over 110 points for each of the last three seasons, and especially with Durant for the past, well, two seasons plus this season. So I'm gonna have to go look at that, but Golden State suffers a very, very shocking loss considering the position they're currently in, with Denver right on their back for that number one seed in the West. Los Angeles Lakers season continues to just take a turn for the worse. On Monday evening, LeBron James needed 40 points to pass Michael Jordan for fourth all-time in scoring in the NBA. And he came pretty darn close. He only came up 13 points short, scored 27 in a game that the Lakers ultimately ended up losing anyway, so it didn't really matter. But tonight, Wednesday evening, LeBron should have that chance to pass MJ for that fourth spot all-time scoring against the Denver Nuggets. He should probably score 13 points in that game. But I really don't see him or the Lakers making the playoffs. Unfortunately for any Lakers fans, you listen to this. I know that's sad to hear. You guys had such great projections at the beginning of the season. Stephen A. Smith was like all for you and stuff to have a better record than the surging Denver Nuggets, who just missed the playoffs and have had a consistently better record than you for each of the past three seasons, which I still don't understand. But anyway, let's just ignore that. LeBron's playoff streak is in jeopardy. He has made the playoffs in each of his last 13 NBA seasons. 13 NBA seasons, and he hasn't missed the playoffs. The only two seasons of his 15-year career he missed the playoffs was his first 2 years in the NBA. So he has just been on an absolute run in the playoffs. Pretty much, if you put LeBron in the playoffs, he's going to compete to get his team to the championship. And that's what he's done regardless of the team. Cleveland twice, as well as winning two championships with Miami and a championship with Cleveland. So coming to Los Angeles, obviously very similar to the team he dealt with in Cleveland the previous year, a young team with very, very few veterans on that team to provide that experience for the young guys to learn from. And the Lakers obviously did start off this season very well. They got as high as the number 5th seed in the Western Conference before that infamous Christmas Day, and that's going to be a day Lakers fans look back to as the reason that they ultimately tanked this season. LeBron went out of that Warriors game with an injury, even though the Lakers ended up winning that game. That LeBron injury had significant impacts well into the new year, and now they're starting to reap the results of that injury. They just went on an absolute slide, slid out of the playoffs, and are now in the 10th seed in the Western Conference. But I'll explain more about that when I get to the standings update segment of the podcast. But LeBron's attempts to get into the playoffs, whatever small chance that he has left, they're still 5.5 games out, so theoretically they're not out of it. But with the way San Antonio has been playing recently, with the way the Los Angeles Clippers, the crosstown rivals, have been playing recently, I really don't see any chance of the Lakers getting to the playoffs. And like I said, with the injuries, now Kyle Kuzma is going to be out for at least a week with injuries to his ankle. Some veterans that he's got, such as Tyson Chandler and Lance Stephenson, are dealing with respective injuries. They may miss some time as well. So it really does not look like a provident or positive ending to the season for the Los Angeles Lakers. Here is your standings update for Wednesday. In the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee is still number 1 with a 48-16 record. Toronto is number 2 with a 46-19 record. Indiana is number 3 with a 42-23 record. Philadelphia is number 4 with a 41-23 record. Boston is number 5 with a 39-26 record. Detroit is number 6 with a 31-31 record. Brooklyn is 7th with a 33-33 record. Charlotte is number 8 with a 29-34 record, and they're tied with Miami, who is also 29-34, for that 8th spot. In the Eastern Conference, Orlando is not far behind in the 10th spot. They're only 1.5 games behind in the playoff race in the East. In the Western Conference, the Golden State Warriors are 44-20, and they're number 1 in the West. Number 2 is Denver, who's 42-21. Number 3 is Houston, who is tied with Oklahoma City and Portland for that third spot. All three teams are 39-25. Utah is number 6 with a 36-27 record. LA Clippers are number 7 with a 37-29 record. San Antonio is number 8 with a 36-29 record, and that rounds out the playoff picture in the West. Sacramento is on the fringe. They're only 3 games back of the A seed in the West. And Minnesota and Los Angeles Lakers are both 30-34 and 5.5 games back of the final spot in the Western Conference. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the NBA Crunch Time Podcast. Come back on Friday when we debate the news that has gone on over the past Wednesday and Thursday in the NBA. Until Friday, keep cheering on your favorite team, and we'll see you then.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.